Filippo Brunelleschi. Have you ever stood underneath the spire of one of the world's great Gothic cathedrals? If your experience is anything like mine, sensations of awe, humility, and personal insignificance may come to mind. I remember my first visit to Chartres Cathedral in France. As I stepped into its soaring nave, my mind and spirit rocketed upward, even as I felt physically dwarfed by its towering vaults. I was instantly overwhelmed by the upsweep of the sacred. Soon thereafter, I visited Florence and stood underneath the magnificent dome of the Cathedral of Santa Maria del Fiore, designed and built a few hundred years later. Surrounded by this heavenly umbrella, I was more inspired to stand tall than to fall to my knees. I began to understand in a new, more visceral way the essence of everything I'd read about the rebirth of individual power and potentiality in the Renaissance. This contrast, far from accidental, was the product of our next genius, Filippo Brunelleschi. He is the designer and builder of the Dome of Florence's Cathedral, or Duomo, the supreme embodiment of the expansion of perspective that we call the Renaissance. In building his dome, Brunelleschi replaced the medieval precept, expressed in the proportions of Gothic cathedral architecture, that all power is vested above. He created instead a space that celebrates the individual's participation in heavenly glory. Although less well known today than Leonardo's Canon of Proportion or Michelangelo's David, Brunelleschi's creation is a unique expression of the